You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to look at stories dominating headlines on the rest of the continent. Listen, we've got the worst outbreak of Ebola, the current one in the Congo. That's what that country's health ministry is saying. And also, the presidents of Somalia and Eritrea have met with the Ethiopian prime minister to talk about regional economic ties as relations warm between the once rival nations. That's what Crystal wants to focus on this morning. She's traveling, so she sent us this voice note for the Africa Report.
More than 200 people have died and close to 320 people have been affected, according to the health ministry. And they say it's certainly the worst and most severe outbreak in the country's history. Of course, the DRC have had 10 Ebola outbreaks. The UN peacekeeping force have also called on armed groups not to hinder medical workers and their fight against the disease. So we also see that the resistance of health officials have also complicated the response. The World Health Organization, keeping a very close watch to what's happening, says the security situation in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, where attacks are happening all the time, really is making work very difficult, because everything stops and then the vaccination programs also have to stop. And that's when the virus, they say, gets an advantage, and it then affects the work of health officials, because they have to catch up with the backlog, then try to trace the victims, and it all becomes just really complicated for health officials to do their work. Of course, there's hope that there'll be an end of hostilities. Meanwhile, in Uganda, officials have stepped up efforts because the border between Uganda and the DRC remains open. And there's, of course, fear that because of the cross-border traffic, we're looking at about 20,000 people per day, the country is at high risk of contracting Ebola. Of course, there's border screenings, but health officials say, look, Ebola virus can easily slip through, because it takes up to 3 weeks for the virus to be detected. In Ethiopia, Somalian president who faced pressure from local leaders, the Eritrean leader and the Ethiopian leader met in northern Ethiopia for a one-day summit. The main discussions, of course, would be economic integration and cooperation. The Somalian president, the Ethiopian prime minister and the Eritrean president met in northern Ethiopia for a one-day summit. Some of the main discussions focused on the economic integration and cooperation of the region. Leaders say the summit is laying the groundwork for the expansion of the economic integration in the Horn of Africa. This, the leaders say, will ensure that it fights poverty after years of war and economic disintegration. I think with the peace deal between Ethiopia and Eritrea, and now Somalia also in that trio and troika, I think it's going to be a game changer for the Horn of Africa. And I think the normalization of this relation will certainly mean peace and security for the region. But I think in Somalia, this peace is perhaps still far away. There was a devastating bomb blast this weekend, killing more than 50 people in the capital, Mogadishu. There's fear that the death toll will climb. Gunmen and suicide bombers attacked a popular hotel and busy street. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. And I think a peace pact with Ethiopia and Eritrea, and getting that extra help from countries, I think will certainly help Somalia. And I think Ethiopia, Eritrea and Somalia knows that in order to have peace and security in the Horn of Africa, they will have to work together.